Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There she was, at last, a third of the way down the slope. Her cries for help could finally be heard as the approaching clouds dimmed the last remaining rays of light. This was the fourth time in as many days that this two-year-old had wandered away from the rest. She did not move toward his voice, so her leg must have been stuck. His crook would be of little help this time. Only an up-close and personal visit would succeed. Climbing down the rocks, slowly checking each step for solid footing, the shepherd reached the little sheep. Loosing her leg from the rock, the shepherd hoisted the sheep upon his shoulders and began his ascent to the top. While the shepherd felt great satisfaction in rescuing this sheep once more, he did certainly hope she would not stray again. Wishful thinking. The true owner of the sheep highly values them. He or she will go the distance to bring them all back into the fold, even putting his or her own life at risk, even leaving the remaining sheep back in the pen. The one hired by the true shepherd, however, is not so gracious. He or she will gladly weigh the decision at hand. If what is risked is worth less than the payment received, the risk will be taken. But ask too much of the hireling, they will flee. He who is a hired hand, Jesus said, and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing of the sheep. And in whose hands are the sheep better off? While the true shepherd will risk more for the sheep than the hireling, what good would dying for the sheep actually do them? Would the hungry wolf preying on those sheep be satisfied with the death of their shepherd? Shepherdless, would the sheep not wander away and all come to destruction? Even the true shepherd of the sheep would not go all the way in dying for the sheep. He or she knows better than that. For the shepherd is much more useful to the sheep alive. Jesus knows that. And this is where the picture of this earthly shepherd begins to come undone. And this is where the picture of Jesus as the good shepherd gains in splendor. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Such is an amazing revelation when you stop to think of it. For was not man created to have dominion over all of the animal kingdom? How strange it is, then, when the higher one lays down his life for the lower. How astounding it is, then, when the greater serves the weaker. How remarkable, then, when the caregiver sacrifices all for the care receiver. Our world is not immune to this picture of sacrifice. We can see these offerings around us if we stop to look. And we usually consider these as heroic deeds. A stranger steps in to help the helpless. A firefighter risks his own life to pull from the fire a trapped arsonist. Any parent who loves and cares for their child or children. But go all the way to the extreme, the Creator laying down his life for the creation. Now sure, if the creation were good, but certainly not if the creation had rebelled and deserved to be abandoned to the edges of the precipice, soon to be food for ravenous predators. This is exactly what our good shepherd does in the person and work of Jesus Christ. It is all that we have just celebrated together with the passion of our Lord and his resurrection from the dead. For you and I certainly did not deserve God's work of redemption for us. You are that sheep who has wandered away with each sin that you have committed. You find yourself again and again on the edge of the canyon, ready to fall as you deserve. All of your sins have put you in that place. It does not matter how great they are or how insignificant you might think they are. Each and every time you and I sin, there we are, helpless and dangling in hell. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus intervenes to save you each and every time that you sin. He comes to your rescue as you dangle perilously over the jowls of death and hell. Christ Jesus descends into the abyss with you, and even with your sin, and takes you by the hand, comforting you with the soothing voice of his gospel. He loosens hell's grip on you by the power of his word, announcing that you are one forgiven by him, the crucified. Eternal death in hell cannot help but let go upon the arrival of the Christ himself. Jesus then takes you upon his shoulder, feeding you with his own body and blood, giving you strength once more for the climb back to the top. Places you squarely where you belong, upon him, and delivers you to safety. Jesus can so powerfully do this, and he has done this, because he alone is the good shepherd. While the earthly shepherd could lay down his life for the sheep, he could in no way take it back up again. That is where this shepherd ends, and the good shepherd presses on. As Jesus said, "For this is the reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." In the laying down of his life for the sheep by his death on the cross. Jesus has satisfied the bloodlust of sin and of death. He has quenched his Father's desire for justice over sin. But his death is not all. The Good Shepherd takes his life back up again, as only he can do. Jesus rises gloriously from the dead, never to die again. And what great news that is for us, that we will be rescued with forgiveness for each of our sins by the one who can never die again. Thanks be to God. Because this reading and the rest of John chapter 10 has been consistently used on this fourth Sunday in the church year, it has been dubbed Good Shepherd Sunday. And it does us good to meditate upon these words of our Lord, this passage of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, not only this day, but every day. For what joys come to us when we hear again and again this great revelation that Jesus has laid down his life on the cross for his sheep, that he has taken that life back up again. In so doing, Jesus has given you the promise that you will be forever with him in his kingdom, with him as your good shepherd, and you as his sheep. Interestingly enough, those Jews who heard Jesus first make these claims thought that he was out of his mind. What good shepherd would ever lay down his life for the sheep? And how could anyone sent from the Father of all glory be given charge by him to do such a thing, to lay down his life and to take it up again? All for the sake of sheep. Oh, the depth and the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable are his ways. And how great it is that God has seen fit to give us, his sheep, the Good Shepherd, even our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom belongs all glory and honor, forever and ever. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ, the Good Shepherd. Amen.